From the October surprise of 2006 to the November storm of 2014, Western New York is no stranger to extreme winter weather conditions. And with that experience comes plenty of lessons learned for local healthcare systems like Catholic Health. Chief Operating Officer Mark Sullivan says after every storm since 2000, the company has done a review of what went well and what could have gone better. They also run tabletop exercises of scenarios for their five hospitals and numerous other medical facilities.
It's really important to note that this doesn't happen in the fall before a snowstorm. We do this year-round. So we will take a particular hospital and say, there's a snow emergency there, there's X amount of snow. How would we deal with it?
So how do they deal with it? The key is communication. In the midst of a storm, the company establishes a command center at its downtown Buffalo headquarters. From there, executives can stay in touch with the county and local officials, law enforcement and first responders, and of course, its own staff.
We look for different surge levels in our emergency departments, and we have multiple calls throughout the day with our clinical leadership to determine the volumes and potential needs they may have. Everything from blood supply to linen to food to pharmaceuticals, those are all things that we are constantly in communication with across our system.
And when it comes to getting there, all 9,000 of the system's employees are considered emergency personnel, allowed to travel even when roads may be closed to the general public.
It goes beyond the nurses and the physicians in the hospital. You have the whole infrastructure from facilities to dietary to environmental services. And those are what we would call essential workers as well.
From communication to supplies to travel, Sullivan says it's not about the plan, it's about the planning. And he's confident his system is ready for anything. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.